Welcome back to the Orthodox Union Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone calls. I am your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 20th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Joe Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, there in Toco Hills, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim with a long and nice sizable pause. And we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Noch besser, even more, even better, as I shared yesterday, the archive is fully updated. You can now listen to all of the previous recordings dating back from March 13th, 2020, all the way through this past Thursday. And it can be accessed anytime at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Foxbrunner back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It is a pleasure to be here sharing this this space in the middle of the day with all of you on the call. I'm going to be sharing a quick Dvar Torah inspired by this week's parasha, followed by the Tehillim, as mentioned before. So let's dive right in. Our time is precious, which is actually going to be the subject of our little thought today. The parsha, this week's parsha, Parshas Chayesara, opens with the accounting of Sarah Imenu's life, the days of her years. As the very first verse says, she lived 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. And Rashi says the reason why the Torah counts in that fashion of breaking down her years, 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, Rashi says that it's because it's to teach us, as the verse says, Shnei Chayesar, these were the years of her life. Kulan Shazim L'Tova. They were all equal in their goodness. Therefore, we compare all the years together because they were all good. They were all equal in their goodness, L'Tova. And the question is asked, how could that be? How could it be that all the years of her life were all good? We know from the recent parashios that she had a very difficult life. Her only son was born when she was 90 years old. How could we possibly compare her whole life, all the years of her life, to the last 37 years? She passed away at 127, aged 127. Her son Yitzchak was born at 90. So she had 37 years in which she had a child. How can we compare those years for the rest of her life, which we know of, were filled with trials and tribulations and difficulties? How could that be? What does this Rashi mean? I want to answer this question by sharing a medrash recorded in this week's parsha. It starts conjuring up feelings of Purim, even as we're entering into the cold winter. But Rabbi Akiva was once speaking. He was once giving a drasha. And the Medrash says, he was speaking, V'hatzibor misnanem, and the listeners who were there started to fall asleep, they started to doze off. So the Medrash says, Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake them up, he wanted to arouse them. And he said as follows, Ma ros Esther shetimloch al sheva v'esin umea midina. What did Esther see? How did Esther merit ruling over Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther, ruling over 127 countries? So that number 127 should alert us already to the answer. as we just mentioned, Sarah Imenu. Sarah lived 127 years. So Rabbi Kiva said, what was it? How did Esther merit 127 countries under her reign? He said it was because of Sarah. Sarah lived 127 years, and because of that, Esther ruled over 127 countries. Now, what does that mean? We know Rabbi Kiva was trying to wake up his audience, but how did he do so? What's this cryptic message? The Chiddush Harim explains as follows. This is what he says. Let's do a little math together. 127 countries for 127 years of life. So if you break it down, that means that for every year of Sarah Imenu's life, her great-great-great-great-great-grandchild merited the reign over a country. 1 year equals one country. And if we continue to divide, break it down further, that means that in half a year, then of Sarah Imenu's life, Queen Esther ruled over half a country. Let's keep going. In three months of Sarah's life, so Esther merited, let's say, many counties. In 1 month, many cities. In 1 week, one city. Keep going. Break it down even further. That means for each day of accomplishment of Sarah's life, that means that Esther gained a few neighborhoods, so to speak. Breaking it down further and further, we recognize that each second of Sarah's life of devotion and of service to Hashem merited, at the very least, a few streets of reward, so to speak, for her progeny. So we see from here the incredible power latent in every minute of a productive life. Each year, each month, each week, each day, every hour, every minute, every second, there's work to be done. There's happy, engaging, invigorating, holy work. That's how Sarah Imenu, that's how our great-grandmother Sarah lived her life. That's what Rabbi Akiva was trying to tell his students. Wake up! Each and every second of life is so incredibly precious. You see the incredible reward latent in every single moment of life. That's what we learn from Sarah Imenu. I just want to add very briefly a short story I just heard. I was just privileged to be on a call along with another 40 of my colleagues, rabbinic colleagues, colleagues who were invited to call and to be Menachem Avol to wish condolences to Rabbi Asher Weiss Shlita. Rabbi Asher Weiss, one of the great Torah scholars and leaders of our generation, just lost his mother, unfortunately. Rabbi Weiss was on this call. He mentioned one small detail about his mother's life that I want to share with you very briefly. He talked about her yashrus, her straightness. Her straightness in all aspects of life. She was a Holocaust survivor who lived an amazing life of accomplishment, including raising incredible children, all scholars and leaders. Rabbi Weiss told us that at the end of her life, towards the end of her life, she moved to Israel, and she had an interview with Bituach Lumi, with the National Social Security. And she was, the interview was to determine if she was eligible for certain types of benefits. And she was encouraged to, well, not be her usual happy self. She was encouraged to look plain, not to wear her shetel, her wig, in which she looked even more presentable. And she said, you know, my whole life I've never hosted any guests not wearing my shetel, not wearing my wig. I need to show them respect and courtesy. And they tried to explain to her, this is not a guest, these are interviewers, it's important to present how you're actually feeling. So the agent came in and interviewed her, and she said, it asked, how are you feeling? She said, I'm doing great, feeling better every day. She looked eminently presentable in her shetel and her wig. And in a sense, you could think that she blew it. She didn't receive the services that she was perhaps entitled to. But did she really lose out? Or did she take advantage of every opportunity to be straight, to be upright, to be courteous, and to be kind? It was an inspiring vignette that I just heard, and I wanted to share it with all of you. That's what Rashi means when he says, Kulan Shavim Latova, all the years of Sarah Imenu's life were equal in their goodness, because Sarah lived her life in that way, capturing the potency of every moment and meriting those cities, those structures of success for herself and for her children for many generations to come. And I'm sure we ourselves in this call, we're also reaping the benefits of her work. So I thank you all for taking advantage of these few moments. I know many of you come each and every day, and it's incredibly inspiring to me to know that you take advantage of this time, and let us continue by reciting Tehillim together. I will start with Tehillim number 20, chapter 20, followed by 23, 121, and 130. Tehillim chapter 20. Psalm Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tera Yisagev Hashem Elohe Ya'akov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yizadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olasecha Yidashne Selo Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzatzcha Yemalei Neranano B'yishua Secha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mish'alosecha Ato yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishyucho yaneu mishmei kosho bigvuros yesha yimino Eilu v'rechev ve'eilu v'asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Hei makaro v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod Adonai hoshia hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Chapter 23 Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echsor, binos desher yaditzeni, almei menuchos inahaleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'mag le'tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei itzalmoves, lo iroro ki ato imodi. Shivtecho umish antecho, heimo yinachamuni. Taroch lefonai sholchon, Neged Toleroi Dishanto Vashenen Roshi Kosi Rivoyo Achtov Vochesed Yedufuni Koyeme Chayai Beshafti Beveis Adonoi Lorech Yomim. Chapter 1:21 Shir Lamalos Eso Einai El Hehorim Meayin Yevo Ezri Ezri me'im Adonai ose shomayim v'aret, al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecho. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yareach balo yelo. Adonai yishmor cho mikoro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcho uvuecho, me'ato vi'ad olam. Finally, we'll recite chapter Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos, imamakim krosicho Adonai. Adonai yishim ovikoli, tieno oznecho kashivos lakol tachanunoi. Im avonoi tishmor yo, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcho haslicho, v'ma'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kiviso nafshi, v'lidvoro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yisde es Yisrael mikol avonosov. Now the Stein Mishaberach for Cholim. Please insert any names or consider any names at the pause, and we will conclude with Achenu. Mishaberach Avraham, Avosenu Avraham, Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David, Shlomo, who yivarech v'yirakes Cholim. Bavor shanachnu mespa'alim ba'adom. B'schar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimale v'achanim aleihem. V'achanim mom, ul'rafos om, ul'hachazikom, ul'hachayosom. V'yishlach lehem mehera refuah sholema min ha-shamayim. L'ramach evereihem u'shesar gideihem besoch shar chol Yisrael. Refuah fenefesh, refuah faguf, Ashto by the love is man kariv. We'll now recite Achenu together. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzaro v'shivyo, omdim bein v'yom uvein v'yavosho, hamokom yirachem aleihem v'yotzi'ei mitzaro l'irvacha. Umeafeilo l'ora umishibu l'gula hashto by the love is man kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxbrunner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need, whatever it may be that we're praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe.